Next, we have our regular local history spot. Richard Matthew has written about, and now reads for us, the story of how Dragon Hall was lost and then found.
If you walk down King Street in Norwich, just beyond a large redevelopment site, you might notice a sort of timbered building with a jumble of sash and other windows and five or six doors, which seem to indicate that it's a small terrace of perhaps 17th century houses. In fact, this is Dragon Hall, a 15th century trading hall, an iconic building in the city. So how did it come to be hidden behind this facade, effectively lost and forgotten for 500 years? Why are there no records in the local archives of Dragon Hall before 1986? And how was it rediscovered in the 1960s? The story starts in the late 13th century when the Abbey of Woburn in Bedfordshire had a fish processing operation on the site with a staithe on the River Wensum. And in about 1330, a substantial L-shaped domestic house was built on the southern part of the site with an entrance from Old Barge Yard with a fine stone archway. Around 1427, the whole site was bought by a young merchant called Robert Topps, who built a fine timber trading hall on the first floor above the domestic house as a business complex to display, store and sell Norfolk goods and imports from Europe and beyond. It's thought to be unique in being the only such trading hall in Northern Europe owned by one man. It was not Topps's home, but was used solely for trading goods, situated on the River Wensum and providing access to the North Sea and thence to the Low Countries. The trading hall was 88 feet long, 22 feet wide, and over 25 feet tall. It was a timber construction of seven bays with a crown post roof, giving an impression of great space and light. It was decorated with fine carvings of 14 dragons in the spandrels, that is, the triangular space between a crossbeam and a supporting brace. On the street frontage, there were three large oriel or bay windows at first floor level. The hall was constructed with expensive English oak, using some 1,000 trees. We don't know Robert Topps's origins or exactly when he was born, but he became a very successful entrepreneur, exporting Norfolk worsted cloth and importing fine textiles, ironware, coal, wines and spices. His wealth allowed him to rise through the civic ranks, and he was an important figure in city politics. He became the city treasurer at the young age of about 27, the sheriff 3 years later, and was elected mayor four times and Burgess MP for Norwich four times. He was also involved in two major disturbances in the city, one being over a disputed mayoral election, after which he was exiled to Bristol for some weeks, and the other was the so-called Gladman's Insurrection, when he was indicted in the King's Bench Court. When he died in 1467, his will stated that the trading hall should be sold to pay for priests to pray for his eternal soul. The building was then converted into townhouses. Chimneys and fireplaces were installed, cellars were dug out, and attic floors were put in. The three great first-floor oriel or bay windows were removed, and a variety of sash and other smaller windows were installed. Later, it was further divided into smaller and poorer tenements, and the trading hall effectively disappeared. The census of 1841 tells us some 50 people in seven or eight households lived in crowded conditions in the building, which became known as the Old Barge Building, after the pub at the southern end. Behind it was a maze of similar tenements which were swept away in a slum clearance programme in 1935. By the mid-20th century, it comprised a butcher's shop at the northern end, the rectory for St Julian's and St Peter Barmentigate churches in the middle, and the Old Barge pub at the southern end. The pub closed in 1969, and in 1979 the building was sold to the city. By then, local historians and architects had explored the building and rediscover the trading hall with its one surviving dragon carving. A trust was set up to look after the building, and a decision made to remove partitions, walls, ceilings, and large chimneys to return the structure to its medieval state. A huge fundraising and restoration project began, and in 1986, the old barge building was renamed Dragon Hall. Although some of those who had lived in the old barge building were not very happy about the change of name, and the local paper headlined a letter about it with, "Hands off the old barge." The award of a heritage lottery grant in 2004-2005 supported a further restoration and redevelopment programme, with the addition of a modern north wing, a lift, meeting rooms, etc. Dragon Hall reopened in 2006 as a revitalised heritage centre, and it became a venue for weddings, celebrations, business functions and arts performances. In 2015, the Norfolk and Norwich Heritage Trust was dissolved, and today it houses the National Centre for Writing, with an extensive programme of workshops, courses and conferences. From starting life as a hall for the exchange of goods, it's become a hall for the exchange of stories, as befits its place in Norwich, the city of stories.